Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to mute everyone.
Mark,
thank you all for being on. I'll introduce our celebrity guest here in just one second. I want to do a couple preface things. This is Mark Victor Hansen. We are welcoming you to the Millionaire Strategies telephone call, which happens every Monday night from 5 to 6. And we've done now 68 of these in a little over a year and have been a joy to my heart because I've gotten to share with you some of my great, grand, and terrific friends who have tremendous insights. And if some of you have had to fasten your seatbelt at different times because of people who travel through such wondrous, mind-expanding stuff. But the bottom line is you really start to say to yourself, hey, wait a second, I can do this. I get it. Well, tonight I want to, I want to introduce you to an expert's expert. This lady definitely is going to be somebody you want to listen to. She's the secret marketing weapon behind many of the biggest names that you've heard in the information products field. And we want all of you to be infopreneurs. That's somebody that sells information entrepreneurially. She helped J. Abraham build his publishing division to 327 different titles, helped him earn nearly $10 million from just one seminar program. We've had her working on a Chicken Soup for the Soul projects for more than 10 years. She is a decade helper, and we love and like her. And she's also my and Jack Canfield's personal go-to expert, helping us sell hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of high-priced information products, training programs, telecoaching, live events, and more. She speaks literally all over the world, has just come back from Singapore in scant days and all of Asia, and she's going to talk with us about that. She's one of those experts that can help you build an empire around any single expertise that you have while you're still running your day-to-day business. She's going to be speaking at my upcoming Mega Book Marketing University, which is in like 2 weeks. It's March 26th through 28th in Atlanta, Georgia, and talk about how to build a business around any book, any training concept, or any successful business model. And I'm happy that she just signed her very first book deal with my partner Jack Canfield and a great company called HarperCollins for a huge multi-million dollar advance. That book, The Success Principles, will be released worldwide in January 2005. She's an amazing marketeer, and I love, respect, admire, and adore. The reason I brought Janet, her name is Jan Schweitzer, on tonight is to reveal for the first time a unique system she uses to make a fortune from other people's expertise. Let me repeat that. She's going to show you how to make money from other people's expertise. That means you don't have to be the expert. You just have to know somebody that is the expert, and then you help package their information products and sell them. She's going to show you how to master that, starting your new thinking tonight, if you're ready. And if we were in a seminar, I'd say, are you ready? If you've been looking for another income source, and you know we teach you got to have MSIs, multiple sources of income, that turns you into a wheeler dealer infopreneur, Janet's got the unique twist, and I know you'll want to hear it. Let me tell you, folks, I endorse her. She's a marketing genius. She's made so many of my programs unbelievably successful. She has done a lot of things in addition to great copy for me, us, our companies, et al. And I know that grammar wasn't very good, but I'm doing this a little spontaneously. Would you please welcome my dear friend Janet Schweitzer? Welcome aboard, Janet.
Hey there, Mark, and good evening, everyone. I'm happy to be here.
Hey, Janet, you've got a very interesting, totally lucrative, proven income generation model. Would you mind sharing that from the get-go right now tonight?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, I've got something to talk about tonight that I know is going to knock the socks off your listeners. You know, it's actually a very unique twist on the business model that you've been teaching for a long time, Mark. That's the idea that people should get rich in their niche. And while that, believe me, that's an excellent way to make money, what I've been doing for the last 15 years I think is even better than that. Because over the last 15 years, I've been quietly earning a fortune getting rich in other people's niches, you know, letting them be the expert, getting them to do most of the work while they send me a very sweet 15% to 50% of the gross revenues of their business empire. And you know what? They're happy to pay me those kinds of fees because at the same time I'm earning them money, you know, that they never would have had without me, I'm also helping them become the leading expert in their field. And let me tell you, that is something that a business owner can't buy at any price in this market.
Now, that's great, but how do the multiple streams idea come into it?
Well, the good news is that as an infopreneur, working on a lot of these different projects, I can have many of these different deals going on at the same time, which actually protects my income. It also provides me with multiple streams of income, but again, with my clients, you know, largely doing all the work. And by the way, Mark, I put up a web page for all your listeners to read more about this, because this is so exciting. Starting in June 14th, I'm actually going to be working with a very select group of people who want to learn how to locate these clients, and I'm going to talk about a lot more about how to locate the clients, how to lock up the rights to their expertise, and then how to market their information products, their training concepts, their successful business model, market their brand, their other intangible assets, build all of that expertise into an empire where any listener tonight could earn an ongoing percentage of the gross revenues that that empire produces. That's what I'm going to be talking about tonight, but there's more information out on the website.
Now, Janet, you're a secret marketing weapon for a lot of the key players in the information business. We haven't really wanted to let you get too famous, but you know, now that's changing, and you have a specific reason for teaching our listeners how to do what you do. Why is that?
Well, you know, Mark, I as you let the cat out of the bag earlier, I did a very big book deal with Jack Canfield and HarperCollins late last year. We got a multi-million dollar deal on our new book, The Success Principles, and as a result of that, I'm actually going to have to step away from the empire building work that I've been doing over the last 15 years so that I can go become a co-author and a speaker and build the Success Principles empire with Jack. But before I walk away from this work, potentially forever, I want to leave behind a group of people, other publishing mavericks just like me, who really know how to build these empires, who can do what I do, know what I know, and market and monetize all these information sleepers out there in the marketplace that are really just waiting to be discovered and exploited. And I call them sleepers for a very specific reason. I can tell you they are everywhere. I'm going to be talking tonight about what to look for in an information sleeper, how to lock up the deal to make sure you get paid tons of money, and, of course, how to market that sleeper and any info products that you create for those people.
Now, how did you get started doing this so they'll know how they can do it too?
Well, way back in 1989, I was very fortunate. I went to work for a man I know your listeners have heard of. He's America's highest paid marketing consultant, Jay Abraham. And back then, I was
tasked. We had him on.
Yeah. Back then, I was tasked not only with creating publications and training systems for Jay, but also with coordinating all the marketing implementation to make sure that those programs got sold for millions and millions of dollars. And not only did I do that for Jay, but I also did that for a lot of his client companies, too. And I learned that there are just some situations, you know, that have a great combination of assets, customers, and some of these other criteria that I'll talk about, a great combination so that it's incredibly easy to just create cash for that business, you know, really just with a few well-crafted marketing campaigns. Now, Jay, back in those days, was doing contingency-based marketing consulting for 25% of the net profits. But I noticed back then, and it's held true all these years, that a surprising number of the companies I worked on were actually ideal for producing an information product and selling that product, you know, at these very huge margins that I'm going to talk about to a very, very hungry audience. We did that all the time at Jay's. So I learned very early on the process, the procedures, the systems for not only creating these products but getting them sold. And, in fact, I started doing this work for Jay when I was about 25 years old, so pretty early on. After my time with Jay was finished, I became sort of a what I call an accidental consultant. And one of my first clients was another guy I know you've heard of, Jack Canfield. And I got to do a lot of the early work on Chicken Soup for the Soul. That was a lot of fun. But since then, I've really specialized in working with companies to build these information and publishing empires for a huge percentage, of the revenue or huge fees. And here's the thing I found through this work. Every business owner, you know, no matter what kind of business they have, whether it's bricks and mortar or a service business, intangibles, it doesn't matter. I believe they all should have a profit center on the side where they sell, you know, either a multimedia system, they speak for fees or to get new clients, they leverage the expertise and knowledge of their key staff, they start their own trade association, you name it.
Would you repeat that one more time? Mm-hmm. Everybody ought to have an income on the side.
Please, yeah, that's right.
Go through it again.
Everyone ought to have an income on the side, regardless of what kind of business you have, whether it's bricks and mortar, a service business, intangibles, it doesn't matter. You ought to be selling a multimedia system. You ought to be speaking for fees or to get new clients through speaking. You need to be leveraging the expertise and knowledge of your key staff. That's one way to make money. You can start your own trade association. You name it. There are a lot of different profit centers. And the reason I say that every business should have something like this on the side is that because we know that regardless of what the business owner does for a living, information products have the ability to catapult them to leading expert status in their industry, you know, faster than almost any other way. So even if you aren't interested in selling information products per se, they're an incredibly good marketing tool for your other products and services. You know, I've always worked for my list of 52 different kinds of knowledge products that I create and market and have done for the last 15 years, any one of which, by the way, would be not only a great profit center in its own right, it would be simply a very effective marketing tool for a business or a professional practitioner. And of course, I think people usually think of books as information products, but there are actually, you know, as we both know, Mark, many different kinds of information products that are actually a lot more lucrative than books. I mean, one of my favorites is a knowledge product called subscription consulting. That's where other business owners in your industry pay you every month for ongoing advice, ongoing ad packages, marketing tools, services, a training conference call every month maybe. You know, I once made a professional practitioner over $1 million in 46 weeks because I helped them package up and market their particular practice management system. And I started by marketing a $5,000 weekend boot camp to fellow practitioners all over the world. And then I converted those practitioners to this ongoing subscription consulting system at $1,200 a month each. Now, that one profit center alone brought in tens of thousands of dollars a month. But what we also did is we turned those subscribers into distribution points for the practitioners' books and tapes. So all of our subscribers ended up buying tens of thousands more dollars every month in books and tapes, which they then sold or gave to their clients. And I've since replicated the same exact kind of profit center in the chiropractic field. You know, we sometimes call this ongoing coaching, subscription consulting, but there are a few secret marketing twists that really lock in these subscribers so they don't go away, so there's no attrition or breakage. Another twist on this subscription model, by the way, is a very simple subscription audio CD of the month program, which I believe everybody on the call tonight should have. Mark, you know a guy named Mitch Carson, don't you?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he's coming in here next week to consult me, and then he's also on one of the future calls, so that people get to hear him online.
Yeah, he's marvelous and
before
brilliant.
Before you go to Mitch, could you just go back one statement? Would you mind telling him your subscription consulting, what industry you did? You don't have to do the company, but just the industry.
Yeah.
So they get it. Two things, Janet. Mm-hmm. One is the industry, and number two is, could they do that in a multiplicity of industries like our friend did in carpet cleaning, Joe?
Yeah, that's Joe Polish you're talking about, who's sort of the marketing guru in the carpet cleaning industry. But I actually did this in, of all things, the hypnosis industry. I mean, what an unusual industry for people to be doing work in. But, you know, it was interesting. The people I worked with were making a lot of money in their industry when everyone else was just barely scraping by. That's one of the models that I'm going to be talking about, one of the information sleepers to look for. And you know what was really neat is the entire universe of prospects that we had to market to was only 8,000 names. We actually rented a Yellow Pages list of other hypnotists out there. So that was the industry. And a lot of NLP practitioners, psychotherapists, other kinds of therapists, massage therapists, chiropractors, a lot of people got involved because it was such a great business model. And, of course, it was highly, highly lucrative for the practitioners and me as well. Mm-hmm. But one of the things, again, just another example, another twist on that, it's a lot simpler for everyone else listening tonight, is this subscription audio CD of the month program. And like I said, Mitch Carson, he's one of the world's leading experts at direct marketing. You know, he specializes in mailing packages that have those little gifts in them. It's sometimes called dimensional mail or lumpy mail. And I actually got him to package up what he knows and sort of take it on the road as a speaker. And today, you know, Mark, he has over 1,100 subscribers to his CD of the Month program at $29.95 a month. Now, that's a fairly low price point, but when you do the math, that's almost $33,000 a month. And, you know, what's interesting, I didn't actually even think about it until later, but I should have negotiated a percentage of that deal, but I didn't. But there are deals like this out there to be made all over the map, and we'll go through some of the details on how to make those deals. But, you know, go ahead.
By the way, this guy does lumpy mail, as she said, to everybody, you know, Christmas time, I get tons of gifts, and one of the lumpy mails that he did through another client of ours and friend who you've heard before and will hear again, Ron LeGrand, you know, he sent me a whole thing on getting lobsters, and that was a big, and he had a simulated sew-up puzzle of a lobster and say, you got free lobster meal in your future, and just pick when you want it and have it delivered.
Oh, Very successful marketing strategy.
Totally brilliant.
He's the best out there. Yeah, that's true. You know, like I was saying, Mitch is an example. The hypnosis people, that's an example. But there are situations like this literally everywhere. It's truly mind-boggling. But, you know, it's interesting. So many people don't even know how to package and sell information. So everyone on the call here tonight has actually, you know, is one up on everyone else out there. But you know what's even more interesting? Most of the business owners I'm talking about there out there don't even know the value of the gold mine that they're sitting on. And this goes for corporations, too. You know, you'd be surprised how many corporations could package up how-to publications and other kinds of systems simply as marketing tools or business recruitment tools or to launch a whole new profit center like I've been talking about. You know, they could create a workshop formula or a marketing system that helps their distributors and their dealers bring in more customers on a local basis. They could launch their own CD of the Month Club or CD of the Month program to help their distributors and dealers keep their doors open and sell more of the corporation's product or service. What else? Gosh, they could package up the expertise of their top talent and sell or bonus it to the channel. You know, I just read an article the other day that IBM is now sending out their top Nobel laureate scientists around on sales calls. So even Big Blue has seen the value in leveraging their in-house expertise and the expertise of their employees. But
so
again,
you're saying everybody ought to be in, keep their eyes open and do what we call have doe eyes, so you can see the deer and the deer can see you and know what the business is, because there's hidden profits in them, there are services and available expertise that no one else is packaging, and you package it and either run it for them or take a percentage. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly right. That's exactly how you do it. And again, like I said, there are so many different kinds of profit centers within this industry that we call the information industry. You know, I have a list of 52 different kinds of profit centers that I work on and worked on over the years. Just to give people an idea what they could be packaging up, of course, there's everything from books and speaking. Mark, that's a lot of what you teach, but also coaching programs, mentoring, apprenticeship programs, public seminars, being a media expert, that's a profit center in itself, e-zines, newsletters, consulting services, agenting and arbitrage, starting your own trade association is something that a lot of people do. You know what, Mark, I think I'll put my list of 52 products up on the website so everybody can download it. Would that be okay? But the key, I think, for people here tonight listening is to find these information sleepers to work with. And again, just to complete the discussion about Jay Abraham, we were talking about him earlier. One of the most important things that I learned while I was working for Jay is that there are criteria for what makes a project a sleeper. Now, of course, in those days, we were working with all sorts of businesses, but again, I noticed that a large majority of these businesses were really ripe for producing an information product and selling that to the industry. So let's look at some of the criteria. And these are just some of them. You know, I have a whole checklist I want to teach people as part of my program. But criteria number one, I touched upon this before. Criteria number one, look for a business owner, somebody who has a business model or an internal operating system that enables them to make tons of money in an industry where everyone else is just getting by. Or maybe they have a really good business going in Los Angeles that needs to be expanded into every other city in America. Now, this kind of sleeper is so easy to leverage. It's actually one of the easiest, because all you do is you simply package up their system in the form of manuals, audio training CDs to train the new business owner, and you simply license that system to someone else who wants to have the same kind of business in their hometown. Or maybe they're struggling and they need a new business system to help them earn more money. Now, most people tend to think of this, what I've just talked about, as sort of the franchise model, but it's actually a lot simpler. Franchising is very, very difficult, as we all know. That's where you would start like a McDonald's chain or one of the other fast food locations or a hair salon that's part of a franchise. But this system is actually a lot simpler because you use information products as the basis for it. And, of course, there are so many spinoffs to this. You know, you can actually create an entire worldwide network of people. This is just one of the spinoffs. People all over the world who are using your content, maybe teaching your workshop. That's a very simple variation. We often call those programs certification programs or train-the-trainer programs. That would be creating people who are junior versions of yourself to go out into the marketplace and deliver workshops because your schedule is going to be so busy you won't be able to. Jack's done that before, teaching people how to be self-esteem workshop leaders. So getting other people to conduct your workshops, of course, they would be buying workbooks and other materials from you on an ongoing basis. So it's a residual income for you. Because, again, the thing to remember, the key is that you or the business owner that you've identified that you want to work with, you know how to make money in an industry where other people don't. That's one of the keys. One of the other things that's really great about this is that you, if you take this approach, use this criteria, you actually end up looking at the marketplace from an industry-by-industry view. So you can actually identify the prospective buyers. It's a lot easier to identify them because they're all registered with some industry association, or like I mentioned before, you can rent a list that's been compiled from Yellow Pages sources. These prospects are very easy to find. One of the worst situations, I think, is the consumer marketplace. That's where prospects are everywhere and nowhere at the same time. You literally can't find the pools of fish, the pools of prospects. You know, or at the very least, it takes more effort and money to reach those consumers. And that's why I always look at business owners who are very successful in an industry where others aren't successful. That's one of the criteria to look for. Now, another situation
Before you go into another situation, I just want you to breathe, take a drink. The people are there taking notes, having a cup of coffee. They just finished dinner, and you're going at warp speed.
I get so excited about this.
I know, and it works, and I couldn't be happier that it's working. What I want you to do is just breathe and just run through some of the markets that they could literally grow rich in their very, very specific niches, if you don't mind.
Right. Well, some of the markets that are very easy to work with are the professional practitioners markets. Because a lot of professional practitioners, we're talking about dentists, chiropractors, CPAs, lawyers, doctors in a particular specialty, they are very, very good at their practice. They're very good at the legal profession. They're very good at being a good doctor, a good dentist. But they're not always good at running their practice or running the business part of their practice. And very often, oftentimes they're horrible at marketing. So if you have a system that helps them earn an additional, even $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 a month in their practice, that's something that they're going to take a look at, particularly over the last 3 years, because, Mark, the recession has hit a lot of professional practitioners and other businesses very hard over the last few years. A lot of the professional work that's being done is on an elective basis. People are using disposable income to buy these services. And a lot of times when the economy goes bad and the recession kicks in, a lot of these practitioners have a very difficult time making ends meet every month. So if you have a system or you can identify a professional practitioner who has a system that you can package up and take to a desperate marketplace, that's a very easy thing to sell. So professional practitioners, that's a very, very big category.
Go on to the next situation, can I just hitchhike in that for a second?
Yes, absolutely.
Some of you saw the same 60 Minutes show, I'm sure, that I did, where right now an OBGYN, a doctor that's helping deliver babies in America, an MD, is being charged $1 million because so many babies have died and 2% of the people are scurrilous and not good. And as a result, they're putting a lot of those people out of business. And what she's saying is...
Because the insurance is so expensive.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What she's saying is you look at that business and you find the people that are doing it and making a profit. There's always somebody making a profit. In a worse depression, 25% of the people are making a fortune.
That's right.
And what you got to do is just... All you got to do is ask Ron, who's rocking and who's taking us to the moon, and then go it. You better hit another situation before we run out of time here, Jen.
Right, another situation or criteria you want to look for. That's an information sleeper who's an expert or a business owner with a huge customer list. Customers that they've sold something to once, but have never gone back and tried to sell those people anything else. You'd be amazed, and Mark, I know you've encountered businesses like this, so have I. People who simply don't go back to their customers to upsell them on a second, third, or fourth product. These sleepers are so easy because usually just one marketing campaign reactivates those past buyers, and it actually leaves the business owner saying something incredibly silly like, I could have done that, or I should have known how to do that. But you know what? They didn't do it. They didn't see it. But if you see it, you see the opportunity, you can earn 15% to 50% of the gross for seeing it. Another kind of sleeper example that's amazing, but I've actually encountered businesses like this. They have millions of visitors to their website every year, millions of visitors at their website, but they aren't selling those visitors anything, or they're selling a starter kit without really selling any follow-up products or services. you know, maybe they have a portal style website that's just informational. It's not meant to sell anything. Or here's an example. Maybe they're a trade association that has a really great website, either for their members or for consumers, but they've never considered selling, you know, even a special report or a how-to kit at their website. You know, this is amazing to me, but doing a deal with some of these people, and especially some of the more obscure trade associations, you can do a deal with them to provide their members with how-to information, with training. That's an amazing deal to get into.
Can I talk to an mm-hmm. experience that I do?
Absolutely.
Every year before BEA, which some of you are going to go with Bob and I and Janet, I don't know if you're going to BEA with mm-hmm. us yeah. or not, but the day before I always run a meeting, and the meeting is for the trade association, which is called Reed Exposition. They're the biggest in the world. They run this one every year, and they run the manufacturer reps with 60 to 100,000 people showing up, and they want a day in advance on a very specific topic. This year we're doing mega internet marketing. We're bringing out some of the superstars on just that. Every one of these people are desperate to make extra money because Janet says, and I'll expand it, and since .coms became .bombs and we've gone all the way to SARS, we have 9 major financial hits, and most of these people in the industry were doing the same old, and they need somebody to come with a new idea, new excitement, new verve, new vitality that will also attract business. Would you agree with all that, Janet?
Absolutely. And, you know, those trade associations and other kinds of organizations, they love making what's called off-budget revenue. That's revenue that's really found money for them. It's not anything that they expected to get or included in their budget for the year, but it's found money that they get to use in any way they want. You know, they love that. And you'd be shocked how many trade associations have tremendous goodwill with their members. You know, and maybe they have a very robust website, but they never sell anybody anything.
What I want you to catch is Janet's brilliance, her conceptual and spiritual brilliance here, is that she's saying go after the niche like a trade association. I'm saying, yes, do that. And, yes, some of you are politically connected enough. You can go after governors, mayors, mm-hmm. State assembly people, prime ministers, emirs, sultans, you know, kings, queens, prime ministers, because everybody's got the yogurt hitting the fan. You'll agree with that, right, Janet?
That's right, absolutely.
And what everybody needs now, government included, is brilliant marketing that is basically no cost and great returns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
Take it away, Janet. And I'm sorry, I just was so excited to share these cool ideas, and I think sometimes they're good.
Well, I like that. That is brilliant. I do like that one. How about number four, a fourth kind of sleeper? Of course, I've been going through the list of the kinds of sleepers to look for. How about someone who's already a big name in their industry? You know, maybe they're selling packaged goods or services, yet they've never moved into selling really the highest margin products possible for themselves, and that's information products. And, Mark, you know, we know that information products, they are so appealing to these kinds of big-name experts, you know, because they're truly, truly one of the last areas where you can still make these huge margins, 85% to 90% profits. Those are incredible margins for a business owner or an expert. So those are the four kinds of criteria to look at. Of course, I could talk all night about the rest of them, but you can get more information on these information sleepers at the website that I mentioned before.
Would you repeat the four criteria just real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. The four criteria are a business owner that has a business model that's earning money in an industry where everyone else isn't. Number two, an information sleeper that is a business owner or who has a huge customer list, but they've only sold something to once, and they need to sell more stuff to those people. Criteria number three, or information sleeper number three, millions of visitors to the website, and they're not selling those people anything, or a trade association that has a lot of visitors to their website, or needs to sell their people how-to information and doesn't have a little profit center to do that. Another kind of company that's very similar to trade associations, a lot of new startup fledgling network marketing companies that don't have marketing or training tools for their distributors goes along with that category. And number four, of course, someone who's a big name who already sells packaged products and services but not information products, which, of course, sell at a much higher margin. But once you find these sleepers, the next thing you do, and this is a three-part process. You locate the sleepers, you lock up the rights, and then you leverage what they have through marketing. So step number two is to lock up the deal and make sure that you get paid for bringing this idea and your expertise to the mix. And, you know, there are several ways to do that. Let me just go through some of them. You can offer a business-building service where actually you control what's sold, and you also control where the money goes. You know, there are a number of techniques for doing this where you have a third party, a bonded billing service handle all the transactions where they actually cut you a check before they distribute funds to your client. That way you know you always get paid. And you negotiate, remember what we're talking about here, 15% to 50% of the gross revenue that you bring in. But Mark, I want to tell you a secret. From one expert, I was actually offered 80% of the gross, and he was a really big-name client of mine. All he wanted, all his company wanted me to do, was actually just bring in a new subscriber for a new service that they were launching, and they were willing to pay me 80% of the gross because, of course, they were going to make 100% of the residual every month from that subscriber because they were bringing that person in for a subscription service. You know, it's funny because this person was so well-known, they actually didn't need to offer me that much, but they did because they knew I could bring in the subscribers. But here's the thing. Again, I was so busy. This is one of the reasons I'm on the call tonight, one of the reasons I'm doing the Publishing Mavericks program. I was so busy with other lucrative projects that I literally could not take that deal. So when I say the opportunities are out there for you, I really, really mean it. So step number two, lock up the deal, strategy number two. If the business owner is, you know, kind of squeamish about the percentage of revenue approach, you can always go on monthly retainer with them. At any one time, I've had clients paying me thousands of dollars a month each just for my ongoing guidance. You know, this is a very cool thing, and they typically don't use all their time with you either, so you can often have many of these clients at one time. That's a neat thing. Strategy number three for locking up the deal, you can charge ultra-high fees for your services, ultra-high fees. And you know what? You'll have people very, very happy to pay you to get the results that these marketing strategies bring in. You know, I once had a major corporation. This is amazing. They paid me $18,000 just to strategize and write a two-page direct mail letter and then write a few paragraphs for their brochure. And here's the thing I want everyone to know tonight. I am very selective about who I work for. My time is so limited, I can't afford to take on anyone but the most lucrative projects and the most lucrative clients possible. So as a result, you know, I always get people asking me, where can they hire a copywriter? Where can they hire a marketing consultant to do this work for them? And you know, it's amazing, Mark, I've never been able to refer out because all the copywriters I know are actually more expensive than I am. So everyone on the phone tonight has the opportunity to actually charge more than Janet Schweitzer does. And that's an amazing thing. And of course, at the same time, you'll be having tons of people banging down the door. You know, I have to tell you, I've experienced firsthand that the demand is out there in the marketplace. I can tell you, Gail Miller, who runs my company here, she speaks to people every single week who want me to build an empire for them, and unfortunately, I just can't do it. The projects that I do take on, I've either gotten a percentage of revenue or been paid a staggering fees, staggering, to make these profit centers happen for people. So whether you work for fees or on this lucrative, you know, percentage of revenue model that I've described here tonight, there's tons of money in this kind of work. But here's the thing that you should know about me, and Mark will tell you this too. I'm something of a publishing maverick, and I don't do this traditional New York publisher thing. Of course, I will be doing it with Success Principles now. But I've been sort of a maverick for the last 15 years. And in fact, I'm such a maverick that I can tell you that actually, in my opinion, books are actually the lowest profit margined item in an information empire. So, you know, it is very tough writing books. I have to tell you, it's tough marketing them. So I've actually taken the much easier route over the years, Mark, of packaging up all the expertise that somebody would normally put in a book and putting it instead into something much more lucrative. Again, either a subscription consulting program or a multimedia system. Just take your book and put it into a three-ring binder instead, and you can double, if not triple or quadruple, the price for that. And again, that list of 52 different kinds of profit centers I'll put up at the website, you can take a look at those profit centers, see what kinds of information you could be selling, everything from package products, consulting programs, speaking, training, you name it, even licensing, as I've mentioned. But one of the reasons that I'm even on this call tonight, normally, I have to tell you, Mark, doing what I do, I work very hard. There's not a lot of time for me to train other people. I wouldn't even be letting this information out. The other thing is it's simply too lucrative. But in 9 months, I'm actually going to go off, as I mentioned before, I'm going to go off and be Jack Canfield's co-author on the Success Principles with HarperCollins. I want to leave behind a group of people who know how to do this. You know, there's so much business out there, it's absolutely staggering. I can tell you, like I said before, my office gets calls almost every week from people who are good experts. They are good qualifiers to be an information sleeper. In some area, they want me to build an information empire for them. Of course, not everyone qualifies, but again, as part of the Publishing Mavericks program, I'm going to teach people how to locate and identify these information sleepers, or at the very least screen out the people that could be constantly calling you. Now, it's quite possible, by the way, Mark, that a lot of the listeners tonight may actually own one of these businesses that I'm talking about, or they may own one of these books or training workshops or training systems that are these information sleepers that I've been talking about. You may not even know it.
Well, when we get done with my asking questions, as you mm-hmm. know, we open it up to the whole team world
right.
around, and we'll get their questions. But how much money are we talking about here? What are some of the kinds of checks that you've gotten, Janet?
Well, I can tell you I've been paid as much as $240,000 from just one client. And then after that, I went on to participate in the business empire that I had built for them with kind of a special twist. I asked them if I could do on my own. And I earned another $283,000 off of that in just 1 year. So what's that, $500,000 off just one client? And that's while I had several other clients still paying me every month. But you know what was really cool? In order to launch that profit center, the profit center that eventually brought me in $500,000, all I did was a 90-minute teleseminar, and I wrote a lengthy sales letter about that opportunity. And within 90 days, that's all it took, Mark, 3 months, we had 72 people in the program, and within about 10 months, we generated over $1 million in revenues. And that was just one situation. But like I said, if I either don't want to take on a client on a contingency basis or they simply didn't want to pay me on an ongoing basis, I still earn incredible fees building these empires. You know, a lot of companies, they just put me on retainer every month, anywhere between $2,500, $4,000, even more every month to have access to my advice. So I've made a lot of money doing this, but of course my clients have made much, much more. And I think that's really, really due to the powerful marketing strategies that I've perfected with them over the last 15 years. There are 28 different marketing systems that I use every day to market these information profit centers. And I'll be going into detail on those systems as part of the Publishing Mavericks program. I can talk about some of those a little later in the call here, too. But here's one caveat I want to be really clear about, because this is a question I get. Am I guaranteeing that everyone listening tonight can earn this kind of money, $500,000 from one client? Absolutely not, because, you know, in life, there are really no guarantees, are there, Mark? And unless I trained these people, unless I trained you personally, went home with you, looked over your shoulder on a daily basis, I wouldn't be able to guarantee that you'd even work the system I give you. But one thing I do know is that anyone listening tonight could actually do even better than I've been able to do. Maybe they have better contacts, or like you said, they know people that are well-placed in government. Maybe they're in an industry where people are starving for information. You know, maybe they have the sleeper of all sleepers in the mass consumer market, or you know, maybe they have their own undiscovered or underexploited expertise that could be the next the next rich dad, poor dad, or the next chicken soup for the soul. People could actually do even better than I've done. And you know what? I would love that if that happened. But here's the thing. I believe my personal mission in life is to expand knowledge in the world. That's what I believe my mission is. And I know, Mark, that's a big part of what you teach, too. So in walking away from this industry, I want the people who would normally come to me to be not only taken care of very well, but also expanded by the mavericks that I plan to leave behind in this industry. And that's who I'm looking forward to hand this knowledge to, people who can see the vision, either for their own empire or someone else's, people, you know, maybe who have great connections. Maybe there's something right under their nose right now that they could leverage. As an example, one guy I worked with a few years ago, he was a marketing consultant. He wanted to specialize in expanding businesses who follow environmentally sound principles, and you know, they sell holistic products and services. He had a mission to work in that industry and expand those kinds of businesses. And in fact, I have to say that's a great market to specialize in too. We were talking about great markets earlier, but he was a marketing consultant by trade, which is a plus, I have to admit. And by the way, this whole system is actually ideal for marketing consultants. It's ideal for ad agencies, publishers, literary agents, business management consultants, website developers, internet marketers, authors, everyone who's an author out there, anyone who really regularly comes into contact with sources of information that they could leverage into an empire. You know, if, as an example, maybe you're an ad agency or even a magazine publisher whose clients are doing less advertising. You've really been hit by the recession, so have they, so your ad revenues are down. This is a totally easy way for you to literally create new areas of revenue for those clients. You keep those clients happy, and you regain any income you would have lost because your clients were spending less and less with you for other products and services, advertising, things like that. But I have to tell you, Mark, this is one of the most recession-proof business models ever, because even in down times, like we've been going through over the last 3 years, and like you said before, information still sells. In any economy, there's always 25% of the people that are doing really, really well. And this is particularly if you have information that's going to help others through tough times, which, of course, we're still in a little bit. We're coming out of it now. But information like this still sells. Of course, I've talked about marketing consultants. You don't have to be a marketing consultant to do this. Everyday people can do this because I'm going to give you the system. So even if you're in the business out there of just being an author, you could actually experience, you know, sort of this phenomenon of deals finding you. Once people see that you, you know, you're out there with your own book, you have an empire thing going on, you've built an empire, and once they're seeing that you obviously have some system for doing what you're doing. So this is a kind of business that really applies to a lot of people and can be very, very lucrative. And like I said, I hope people to go out there and do better financially than I've been able to do over the last 15 years with this.
Well, everyone listening wants to build one of the four mountains that Bob and I teach is you've got to have an information or a marketing slash business. And you're saying everyone can build an empire, select the clients, and that's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. In fact, you know, there are a lot, I mean, let's take authors for an example. There's a lot of authors out there who are really good at producing the written materials, but they're just not ready to be a star. You know, why not let other people be famous while you're quietly running things in the background? You know, this system, as I mentioned before, can also be used to literally, if this is your thing, if you want to be famous, you can use it to literally catapult yourself into leading expert status really quickly if that's what you want. So I would really urge anyone interested in using this income model for themselves or using it with other people, go and take a look at the website.
Janet, we got to open it up to questions
okay.
So that people get some questions from the
Absolutely.
Whole team, because that's my promise to them.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open up the lines. You've got to say your name. I acknowledge your name. Then you get to ask Janet any question you want.
Rob from Chicago.
Rob, go ahead. Chicago. Mr. Chicago.
Yes, hi. You mentioned a publishing mavericks program. Is that something that's in gear now or in the future?
Yeah, actually, that's going to be starting June 14th. It runs through December 14th. And in those 6 months, not only am I going to download everything I know about finding these information sleepers and making money from them, I'm going to be introducing you actually to a lot of the insiders in this industry, because by the time the program is over, remember my goal. I want to replicate myself in the marketplace before I have to walk away from it. I want you to have the power Rolodex that looks like mine or Mark's, you know, filled with people that you can do deals with, which really makes a big difference, as Mark knows, when you're out there in the marketplace. It makes a big difference what you're able to do in the industry. So I pulled in a lot of favors to make those power players available to you. Also, I have an entire carton of resource materials and training tools that describe all the marketing systems that I've talked about. They tell you how to write copy, and they tell you what kinds of information products to produce. They help you create the actual marketing to-do list for any sleeper that you work with, the task list. They teach you how to produce and market the really high-ticket programs, the mentorship, certification trainings, subscription consulting, corporate trainings, public seminars. I walk you through how to create a whole product line of information products, how to protect the intellectual property rights, that's very important, how to do joint ventures, how to get in a relationship with people, how to install internal marketing systems, what kinds of pricing and offers to go out to the marketplace with, and of course, how to market all of those products, those trainings, speaking services, consulting packages, and all the other kinds of information products that you could be using for yourself or for someone else, even how to write a book proposal and get a multi-million-dollar book advance once you've built that empire, just as Jack and I did.
Okay, let me open it up to the next question.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Next person.
It's Barbara Lennon, Sunnyvale, California.
Sunnyvale, your name again?
Connie.
You have a question,
Janet, you mentioned something you put in a three-ring binder. What was that little tidbit?
Right. One thing you can do if you're a book author, one way to boost the price of the expertise that you're putting out there in the marketplace is to actually reformat your book, put it in a three-ring binder, and maybe add some audio tapes to it, make it into a multimedia training system or a business-building system, a how-to system, because what we know about books is that when you package up your expertise in the form of a book, people put a price on your expertise. And with the average price of a book out there being around $20, you don't want the perceived value of your expertise to be just $20 in the marketplace. So I'm suggesting you do what I've recommended to a lot of my clients over the years. They turn their book into a three-ring binder, include it with some other bells and whistles, and turn it into a, you know, $200, $400, $500 multimedia system.
Hi, this is Barbara.
Barbara, your question.
I want to find out, say you have found a sleeper, now you will...
Go ahead, Barbara. Barbara, somebody muted you out, not me.
Once I found a
Barbara,
sleeper,
go ahead.
I think the question is...
Okay, once you found the sleeper, and now you need to get that person to spill out their expertise in however form. How do you entice that person besides, you know, letting them know there is profits to be had? Because they have to put in some time and some effort to put out their information.
Well, yes and no.
I want to answer after you, Janet.
Yeah, that's fine. That's Does it take time on their part? Yes and no. One thing that you can do is simply work with their staff to pull together in the information. Sometimes you can just interview them. You can go through some of their other brochures, what they do for clients. You can talk to some of their clients about some of the systems that they've used, things like that. One of the things that I did, this was for Jay, actually, way back when. We had a seminar that was 3 weeks away. We had to get a workbook done for that program. It was a very expensive program. So I literally went through what I knew he was doing for clients, and I created a list, a bullet point list of all the different kinds of recommendations he made to clients, and I sat him down, made him talk into a tape recorder. He actually ended up calling friends on the phone to record a lot of those conversations. We then gave those to a lot of temps. We had about six or seven gals that were typing those, transcribing those tapes, and we turned that into a 400-page workbook in less than 3 weeks.
Perfect.
So there are absolute systems for doing this.
Any other, in answer to a question, and this means we're almost out of time,
mm-hmm.
is that when you're doing these interviews, just like when I did the chiropractors, the best always are willing to give the information, let you do a tape, and you can do a telephone interview, tape it, and get a written agreement. You must have their permission and then sell it. And the best always want to get the whole industry going. That's why they're in the industry. Janet, if you had 100-fold of business, what's the quickest way to do it in two sentences?
Wow, if you had 100-fold of business overnight, I would resell something to your past customers, or I'd find someone else with a customer so that you could do a single marketing strategy to and sell something. That's what I would do.
Good. Mm-hmm. Great. Ladies and gentlemen, you've listened to one of the phenomenal marketers of our time, and I'm sorry we're out of time. She just has so much information, so little time. We thank you, Janet.